We continue our learning Le'ilui Nishmas David ben Menachem Nusha Menachem Yaakov and Pitachas Eliyahu in Sukkah Paragimel Mishnah Tes Veheichon Hayu Menanim. At what point during the Hallel did they wave the lulav? So the waving of the lulav is a din derabban, a na'anuim. This Gemara describes from Daflam and Zayin, molich levi male umorid. You bring it forward and backward and up and down. And this is symbolic of Hashem being the master, of course, of all four directions. And it's able to... Also, we get rid of harmful winds and harmful rains, which are up and down. So those are the six directions in which we wave the lulav, which is a din derabbanan. So we want to know when we do that. So the Mishnah says, "Bahodu Lashem." At the beginning, this is Tehillim Kuf Yud Ches, which begins Hodul Hashem Kitov Kilam Chasto, and the Yomar No Yisrael, etc. Different, the Chazan shakes at certain points. The Tzibur waves at other points. We wave as the Tzibur only when we say Hodul Hashem Kitov Kilam Chasto at the beginning here and at the end. Uvana Hashem Oshiana. Divrei Beis Hillel. And during On Hashem Oshiana, Uvay Shammai Omrim. Af ba'ana Hashem Atzlichana. Rabbi Shammai says you even wave during on Hashem Atzlichana. Of course, we don't follow that opinion of Beis Shammai. We only wave during on Hashem Oshiana. And this is really based on Psukim. We say this in the Hodu every day, which is from Divrei Hayamim. The Pasuk says, Aziran nu atzei ha'yar, mifnei Hashem kivol l'shbonis ha'aretz. At that time, the atzei ha'yar, the trees of the forest will sing, waving the palm branches like the singing of the atzei ha'yar. And when do we do that? Milifnei Hashem kivol l'shbonis ha'aretz. At the time during the year when Hashem has come to judge the earth, which is, of course, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and following that time period is when we wave the lulav. And what does the pasuk say after that? Hodu Hashem ki tov ki li'olam chasdo and v'rmu hoshi'enu elokei yishenu. So there's a hint in that pasuk that after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we now take the lulav and as the pasuk says, the trees of the forest are singing to Hashem, waving the lulav. So when do we wave it? Hodu Hashem ki tov ki li'olam chasdo and v'imru hoshi'enu. And at the time we say on Hashem Oshiyan. Then the Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Tzofe ha-yisi b'Rabban Gamliel u'Rabbi Yoshua. I used to see, and I was watching Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, Shekolam ha-yu minanim es lulavehen. Everyone was shaking their lulavim, but v'heim lo ninu ela ban Hashem Moshiana. They only waved their lulav during an Hashem Moshiana. Now, some explain that this is just a support for the position of Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. Apparently, the rest of the people were shaking the lulav during an Hashem Moshiana as well. And Rabbi Akiva says, you know, but I saw the Tanoim, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, that they were only shaking during an Hashem Moshiana, and that's it. Obviously that's Beis Hillel's opinion and not Beis Shammai. And others learn that that what this means is when they said Vehem lo ninu ela on Hashem Oshiyana, that means, and the Dibur HaMaskel, in fact, in the Bar Tanura has the word Bilvad, that his Gersa was only during an Hashem Oshiyana, which comes to tell me not so much that it's Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, but Rabbi Akiva comes to tell us that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua did not practice like the Tanakama did. Meaning, Tanakama says during Hodu and on Hashem Oshiyana. No, this story tells us lo ninu ela ba'an Hashem Oshiyana bilvad. They only shook during an Hashem Oshiyana and not during Hodu Hashem ki tov ki lam chasdo. But of course, that's not our practice. Then the Mishnah says Misha ba baderech v'lo hayo b'yado lulav litol. Person was traveling. It's obviously during Chol HaMoed when you're allowed to travel, and he didn't have a lulav on him. So lichsheikanes leveso. Yito al shulchano. When he enters his house, he should take the lulav from the table. Now, what does it mean from the table? So it means a person sat down at the table. He started his trip, which you're not supposed to do, because there's an issur to begin a meal, and we're assuming it's maybe the sudas keva, to sit down to a meal before you perform any mitzvah. So he has yet to perform mitzvah of taking the lulav, so he should not be sitting down to a meal. We have this when it comes to davening mincha. You don't sit down to a meal until you daven mincha, which is what we have in the second Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos. So here too, so what should he do? Yito al shulchano. It means he should interrupt the meal to perform the mitzvah right there at the table. Now, the Mishnah in Shabbos does teach us that this halacha that we have to interrupt the meal only applies to dinim d'oraisa, like Shema. But something like something derabanan, when it comes to tefillah, so it's true I shouldn't start a meal when if it's time for mincha, time for mincha has arrived. But if I already sat down to the meal, the halach is ein mafsikin. I don't have to stop. I still have some time in the afternoon ahead of me to daven mincha, I don't have to stop the meal. I already sat down. I don't have to stop. So the question is, lulav during Chol HaMoed is only a din derabanan. So why do I have to interrupt the meal, as the Mishnah says, yito al shulchano? So the Gemara says on daf lamed ches that the answer is because he was eating a meal late in the day, and there was, and the concern was there wasn't going to be enough time to perform the mitzvah of litzilas lulav after the meal. It may take you till the nighttime. So therefore, even in this case where the mitzvah is derabanan lulav the rest of the days of Sukkah, during Chol HaMoed, nonetheless, which is only done lezecher lemikdash, nonetheless, yital shulchano, you have to interrupt the meal and do the mitzvah right now. Says the Mishnah, lo natal shacharis yital ben harabayim shekol hayom kasher lalulav. If you didn't take them in lulav in the morning, we're supposed to take the lulav lechatchila after netzacham, after sunrise. B'di'evid before that, as long as after amor hashachar, it's okay. But if you didn't do it in the morning, you should do it in the afternoon, because you have the entire day to perform that mitzvah. It says, lukachtem lachem, by Yom HaRishon, the entire Yom HaRishon, the entire day, is the performance of the mitzvah. Perakim Ol Mishnah Yud. Misha ya eved o isha o katan makrin oso. Here you have someone who is going to rely on Shomea Ka'oneh, on listening to, as we do for Kiddush and Megillah and many mitzvos, where you listen to something, it's as if you're responding to saying yourself. Here you have a case, though, where the person who is reading for you, who's trying to discharge someone else's obligation, is not chayiv on the same level as the person who they're reading for. So that's a problem. So take, for example, Mitzvah Hallel. Mitzvah Hallel is a mitzvah shizman grama. And therefore, women are exempt from that. An Eved Kanani who's chayiv in mitzvahs like a woman is exempt from that. Obviously, a katan is exempt because he's not bar mitzvah. That would be true of any mitzvah. So here we have a case where someone's reading Hallel, but the person reading the Hallel is an Eved Kanani or an Isha or a katan. So Misha ya Eved o Isha o katan makrin o so, and the person who's listening is a male over bar mitzvah. So what do we do? This doesn't work. Ona achareyan masha hein omen. He has to respond, meaning he has to read responsibly every single word in order to fulfill the mitzvah. He cannot rely on Shomea Ka'oneh because he's chayav and they are exempt. Who says the Mishnah, the Utihilo Me'era. This should be a curse upon him for someone who had to resort to this of having someone else read the Hallel for him and didn't learn Hebrew, didn't learn how to do it himself. Im haya gadol makra oso. Let's say there's a gadol reading for someone. So here we have Shomea Ka'oneh, which we can apply here. So then he doesn't have to say everything responsibly. Here, Ona Acharav Hallelujah, he can respond with Hallelujah. What does that mean? Chazan says, let's say the first pasuk of the Hallel and of Tehillim, and then the Tzibur responds just saying Hallelujah, and that's what happens throughout the entire Hallel. You don't have to say every word along with it. This is based on Rashi quotes when it came to Shiras Hayam, when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf. The same thing happened. Moshe was like the Chazan. He said a pasuk, said a phrase, let's say, and everyone responded with the phrase "Arshir Lashem Ki Goga." That's the way it was done. Now the Gemara says that this type of Hallel was what they used to do the days in the Mishnah. But during the days of the Gemara, by the time a Rava came along, everyone read the Hallel himself. Nonetheless, we still have certain practice if we do things responsively to remind ourselves at least of what used to be done in the past. And obviously we have it when it comes to Odel Hashem Kitov and on Hashem Hashiyana. Now we don't allow the Chazan to say it and we don't say the words. We obviously say the words along. But the idea of doing something responsibly where there's this relationship between the Chazan and the Tzibur, we still have for those two parts of the Hallel.